2 years ago, if you had asked Gabriel, "Who do you want to be in the world?" he would have said someone whose life has meaning. For Gabriel, the best way to live that out was by joining the military. His mother begged and argued, pleaded, cried, guilt-tripped, and threatened him in order to get him not to do it. But his mind was made up. I have known Gabriel since he was 6 years old and had the honor of baptizing him when he was 16. He always thought deeply about things and would often ask theological questions that demanded thoughtful responses, some of which were, "I don't know." I believe it is this ability to think deeply that moved him to become a soldier. Gabriel loves our country and the values it represents. For him, the best person he could be is someone who gives his all to his country. Indeed, who we are impacts what we do. Throughout the centuries, women and men have served our country. Some, like Gabriel, volunteered for the armed forces, and others were drafted into service. Every person that put on a uniform was asked to give of themselves to a cause greater than themselves. Some did so at the cost of their lives and paid the ultimate sacrifice. We can agree or disagree on the politics. We can agree or disagree on the decisions and positions of its leaders, or the just or unjust dimensions of war. But as the hymn we sang earlier puts it, self-giving is a measure of the greatness of the great. And for that reason, we remember and honor our service members. As Christians, we have a keen appreciation for the impact that self-giving service can have on the lives of others. When we consider the cross, we are reminded of the self-giving service of Christ unto humanity. He allowed himself to be arrested and beaten and crucified for the sin of the whole world. I want us to pause just a moment and think about that. Christ did not die simply for those who would love and worship and follow and believe in him. He died for the sin of the whole world. Those that cried, "Crucify him," those that nailed his hands and feet to the cross, those that mocked and jeered him in his suffering. He died for the sins of those that were considered far, far away from God, and those that believed themselves righteous. He died for those that hated him, rejected him, never gave him a second thought, and those that didn't know how they could live without him. Jesus said he lived a self-giving life because he loved the Father, and the Father had commanded him to do so. Do you remember the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane? "Not my will, but yours be done." The scriptures say the motive behind why God would ask for such a thing was love. Love for the world. On some levels, it's hard to understand that kind of self-giving sacrifice. We might be willing to give a bit of our time and talent and effort to a cause or an ideal, a hope or a vision. We might be willing to sacrifice some of our time and treasures for our children or our family or maybe even our friends. But even then, there are caveats. What I would be willing to give and how much of it might depend upon the purpose or person. However, this is what makes Jesus' gift of grace so profound. It is complete and unconditional. Out of love for the world, Christ's self-giving sacrificial service on the cross offers us forgiveness, and in being forgiven, he sets us free to live for him. The Apostle Paul puts it this way. He said, Christ died for all so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. Therefore, in Christ, we are new creations, people called to give of ourselves for a cause greater than ourselves, people whose life has now found new meaning and purpose in Jesus, who desire to be his hands and feet, his heart and voice in the world. Who are we? We are servants of God, striving to live and love like Jesus, who reconciled us to God and calls us to be ambassadors of God unto reconciliation. There's a lot to be said about that, because who we are impacts what we do in life. We live during a time when there are so many reasons to separate and be divided. We don't agree on politics, we separate. We don't like the same worship styles, we separate. We don't share the same faith, we separate. We don't speak the same language, we separate. We don't think alike or believe alike. We separate. And what's interesting is everyone feels righteous in their division. I was speaking with someone the other day who said she stopped celebrating Thanksgiving with her family because sitting at the dinner table was like gathering on a battlefield. And if that isn't awful enough, studies show our division is growing wider and wider, the more diverse our society is becoming. Therefore, if ever our world needed ambassadors of reconciliation, the time is now. More than ever, what is needed are people willing to reach out and welcome in. People willing to offer a helping hand to a stranger and a listening ear to a neighbor. People willing to speak words of encouragement and hope more than not. People willing to pray for the healing of our communities. People willing to be uncomfortable for the sake of love and allow curiosity to be a guiding principle in the presence of others. This is who we are called to be as followers of Jesus and ambassadors of God. The giving of ourselves for the sake of Christ is an amazing calling to receive, and it is ours. Is it easy? No. Can it feel like an impossible task? Sometimes. Does it feel as though God might be asking too much of us? Probably. As a person who is naturally shy, I'm often stunned by the things the Lord asks of me. But what I have learned over the years is that many times all we have to do is to be willing to show up, willing to give of ourselves. And the Lord will take the offering of our lives and use it to his glory. Remember, my brothers and sisters, who you are. It is an amazing time to be a follower of Jesus, sharing the love and light of God in the communities to which we belong. May the Lord use the offering of our lives to his service, for his glory, and as a blessing in this world that God so loves. Amen.